to Coach Wilfred Nancy, then we'll take your questions. So Esteban, I don't know if you have the microphone there. Okay, well, it's fine. Good. So let's start here in the first row.
Hi, Coach. You said yesterday you weren't worried if you guys scored the first goal. The second goal mattered. Obviously, Miami scored that second goal. So what were your thoughts when they scored, and where do you feel like that comeback, that second win came from in the second half?
I didn't like the first half. I didn't like the energy that we had. So I was not happy with the energy because we can miss passes, we can miss something tactically and so on. But we need positivity, and I didn't like that. So we discussed with the players. They came back with a better energy, and they did the job, to be honest with you. Yes, we adjusted certain things tactically, but at the end of the day, it's not about tactics. I don't like to talk about effort, because for me, effort, this is a no-brainer, I would say. But there is not only the physical effort. It's really important also to have also mental effort. And we missed that a bit, first half and second half. This is who we are. Last year we had good moments because we came back from behind. So I'm not surprised. I'm really happy to have a game like this because we suffered, and it was good to have a better competitive spirit and to be front foot to win the game. And well done for the play.
Can you talk about the kind of energy and spark that the three subs you made at halftime brought to the lineup, and was that the goal when you brought those three players in?
I don't like to say that, but the sub were already planned. So the idea was to give only 45 minutes to Duan and Dylan, and after that, depending what I see, I wanted to change. So I adjusted certain things, but it was planned to do it. After that, I didn't know it was halftime or 50 minutes or 55 minutes. But yeah, so this is not about obviously the sub who came in brought something, but this is their job. You know, when someone comes from the bench, he has to help the team to perform and to maintain the level. So they did it, obviously, and this is who we are. We are a team, and I'm happy for that.
And Miami got pretty aggressive towards the match. Just what's your thoughts on that? When you see the opponent
giving
that?
Listen, this is football. The ref could have been better, I would say, at certain moments because he made a few calls. But again, this is football. This is like that, and we find a way to escape that and to have a better performance.
Coach, curious if in the next day or so will you focus more on what happened in the first half or that recovery and response in the second half, because I think the players left the field only thinking about what happened in the second half.
That's why my job is difficult.
Yeah.
So I have to move forward. And again, this is it was a good exercise because, you know, it's been a long moment that we haven't had, you know, kind of situation like this. And this is a good reminder, you know, that we don't quit. After that, if the team is better than us or they score more goals, no problem. But the spirit, we don't quit. And I'm happy that we did it. So for sure, I'm going to stay with that because I am a positive person. But I'm going to use certain things during the game that we need to improve and to discuss with my players.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations on the win, first of all.
Thank you.
Going off one of the earlier questions, can you talk about the impact, not only obviously that all the subs made, but Christian Ramirez specifically, and kind of how he immediately changed the game when he came on, including scoring that goal?
The game is about freshness. So we knew that again, with a lot of humility, we try to have the ball, and when we have the ball, we try to use the ball in a certain way to force the opposition to be tired. And after that, if we do it well, any type of players, when they come in, they can bring something. So Christian did it, Mo did it, Matty did it, so this is exactly what we want. Jason did it, there is not only Christian. Obviously, he did a good job, but Matty did also a good job, and Mo brought also the freshness on the side. So again, this is a we, not me. This is the way we do things, and good for Christian, good for the team, and this is the most important.
Coaches seem that Miami came out with the same formation that they did to get you guys in June.
Yeah.
It looked like they were giving trouble with the midfield and not allowing you guys to, you know, get going. What did you see on that?
I would say, again, Miami defended well, but we didn't connect really well in the first half. Because of Miami, obviously, but because also of the decision making that we had, and like I told you, the lack of execution that we had. And after that, we had good moments also in the first half. The second half, we were able to adjust certain things, and after that, we find a way to install a little bit more, to be more in their half, and to attack the box a little bit better. And in the first half, we had situations we could have been good. But because of a lack of execution, was not a good situation. So that's why, yes, obviously, don't get me wrong, Miami is a really good team. They run a lot with the young players and so on. But I think that my players did a really good job to be with the story of the game.
And something that's not getting talked much about tonight is the back line with Rudy, Chiba, and Steven. Mm. Can you just talk about that from start to finish, the effort and the grittiness and not giving up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. To be honest, when we conceded the goal, I was not happy because I said, again, you know, because when we played against them, they did it well, the process, but it was a situation that usually we do better. But it was not easy for them because the game was a bit open, I would say, because we didn't keep the ball first half really well. We had the ball, but we didn't use the ball really well. So it was sometimes a transitional game. And this is so difficult to deal with that. So that's why, obviously, the back three and Malte, when he came in, helped also the team to settle. And at the end, they made a few plays that, for me, this is a goal. When the forward score, when we make plays like that at the end, this is for me like a goal that we scored, if you understand my English.
I'm going to give a question here to Charles Bohem. It's in Zoom, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Congrats. That was a really wonderful game to watch. And I hope you don't mind if I ask two questions. The first is, it was like a chess match between you and Tata. It seemed like at times the way you kind of make a move, or then he responds, or you respond. I wonder, just what was that like for you on the sideline?
No, those type of game are really, really nice to play. You know, really good to play for me and my staff because it's a chess game, like you said. And he wanted, you know, that we are doing a kind of a man marking, so we played with different animations to try to disrupt the man marking, and. And I can say that it was interesting around the 65, 70 minutes what we did. But for me personally as a coach, this is amazing. This is so nice to play this kind of game because it's not easy. You have to be fresh to have a good decision making and we adjusted a few things and Tata also. But it was a good game. It was a good game for me.